Yo, where's the intro at, yo?
I'm going back to Cali, Cali.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
I want everybody to know that DJ Casanova would not let us have fun on his podcast.
At all.
Okay. He is a mood killer, guy.
It's not that I'm a mood killer. It's that I like shit a certain way. I'm a very systematic individual. That's what that is.
Set schedule. Yeah, like everything is.
I'm army to the core.
All I heard was boring.
Are we not in the army?
I'm not. I'm a scuba diving instructor.
Negative. I can't even swim.
Me neither. I can swim from one end of the pool to the other, but that's about it. If somebody's like, I'm drowning, I'm like, shouldn't have gotten the water.
Swimming and saving someone's life is two different things.
I fix cable.
Cool story,
yo,
bro.
Welcome to our Valentine's Day pod. Shout outs to all the lovers out there. Shout outs to everybody who got engaged today.
Bullet.
Congratulations. And if you're building on something that you have for years, shout outs to you guys, man.
Yes, sir.
Hold on, talk about that. That's the worst time to get engaged.
Why is that?
On Valentine's Day?
Why is it's that? Just because it's
a little cheesy.
It's expected, yeah.
This is a little cheesy.
That was like she gonna expect.
No, I don't think so.
Out of you, boom.
I mean, if you've been with somebody for a few years and she's like,
yeah. I think Valentine's Day.
Last year, Crystal got engaged. We've been together. Like, it's that time.
Listen, it's never expected, bro. It's never expected. It's still cute. If you do it right, you get a nice, dope Italian restaurant.
Bottle of wine. Taking the Wendy's and say, get whatever you want.
Nah. Wendy's, you pushing it. Chick-fil-A, bro.
You
get the waffle fries, the barbecue sauce.
Yeah. Honey and sauce.
And that's why you single.
That's cool though.
So on that note, this is episode 2 of The Lineage, and we got a special Valentine's Day episode for you guys.
Well, really, episode 2.5.
2.5, yeah, because we had episode 2 and it freaking crashed, which sucks. Yeah. And it was, I'm not going to tell you the topic because we're going to relive that. But this topic is hip-hop/R&B songs. So artists or rappers who made R&B songs, essentially.
Yeah,
so like
kind of the, in a sense, like the top love songs.
Yeah, right? Like what's playing in the background right now, fronting by Pharrell.
Love songs, yo. This is actually one of my favorite Jay-Z songs ever.
Is it?
Period.
It's him and Pharrell.
It together is nasty.
Just like just for dirty. Me, who you think's a better collab team, Pharrell and Hove or Pharrell and Nori?
Pharrell and Hove, yeah.
Yo, but
yeah.
Nori put Pharrell on the map.
But who do you think is a better collabo? Pharrell and Hove or Hove and Kanye?
Hove and Kanye.
That's different.
Well, it depends on what kind of track they're going to make. Pharrell and Hove make tracks like this.
You got Hove and Timbaland.
Just holistically,
Hove and Timbaland?
Hove and Ye.
I think Hove and Pharrell might have Hove and Ye, but Hove and Ye is up there.
Put it like this, right? I always wanted a Jay and Pharrell album.
Oh yeah, that would be.
I'm surprised they actually don't have one. I'm kind of disappointed that they don't have one.
I think back when that became a thing, they was already
past
it was past that point. Like NERD was like taking off. Lap Dance is one of my favorite NERD songs. I remember.
That is the first song I ever heard of him.
Yeah, me too. It was in a Tony Hawk game.
That's how I heard. Tony Hawk and Spider-Man was in that game.
Was super fire, yo.
Yeah.
I used to hit the Dark Slide.
Oh, about the Dark Slide? That's your 10,000 points. Because the Dark Slide, you had to get into something, then you had to get into another trick to get into that Dark Slide. That shit was nasty though. Yeah, man, good days. Yo, shout outs to all the 80 babies and 90 babies out there, man.
Speaking of early
95 and better.
Right,
too.
We hold a good games.
This is one of the first songs we're gonna discuss on the show today.
Okay,
it's LL Cool J's I Need Love. This is a classic, so I'm going to pass it to my man Mike Renaissance to break this down. Give us some background on this song here.
Let's give it a little spin. For the first time in my life, I see I need love. There I was, giggling about the games that I had played with many hearts, and I'm not saying no names. Then the thought occurred, teardrops made my eyes burn, because I said to myself, look what you've done to her. I can feel it inside, I can't explain how it feels. All I know is that I'm never dishing
version of the raw deal, playing make-believe, pretending that I'm true, holding in my laugh as I say that I love you, saying I'm more, kissing you on the ear, whispering
fire.
I love you and I'll always be here, although I often reminisce.
Bruv, you won't jump in it. Give us some background about the song,
background?
Bro. Some background.
Where were you when you first heard this?
Probably wasn't even born yet.
Yeah, you was. I'm not going to hold
was
you.
Definitely born.
I love, 88?
I don't know. I'll divulge this information. My mom used 86? To fuck with LL Cool J.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, he used to dead ass come around. And the song Around the Way Girl, he actually says my mother's name.
So, wow. Do you guys remember? It was on Twitter. I don't know if it was on the gram. There was like when people were taking pictures with old celebrities.
Mm-hmm. I did see that.
And it was mad pictures with Tupac.
Yep.
That was you? You had a picture with LL?
No, my mother, I remember she had a vanity in her room with like all her perfumes and all that. She had a picture. And she was with my dad still. I'm like, wow, you ain't shit.
I mean, your dad probably wasn't arguing. Like, LL.
He's like, yes, LL. And my dad was sick too, so he was like, hey.
I get it.
He's like, all right, bitch. You get with LL, you need love. And you're going to need a house because I'm going to kick your ass out after this, too.
You raggedy bitch.
But LL's I Need Love is definitely one of the top tier hip-hop songs that transcended into R&B.
Also, you know what I was going to say, too, was that not so much his background, but LL was kind of the first really to make songs catering to the women.
Yeah, he was. Definitely. Yeah. I honestly can't even think of anybody.
Hip hop wasn't about.
I think that was like his first one. Because before that, he was on his rapping.
Rappity rap rap shit.
And then it was like, yo, listen, like.
Yo, the ladies love you.
You got the look, you got the appeal.
Yeah, ladies love you.
Yeah.
Ladies love Cool James.
Yeah, that's exactly what it means. Yeah. I remember the first album that my dad ever bought on CD. This is how old I am. I remember when CDs came out for the first time. I honestly remember when CDs came out. He bought my mom's Mama Said Knock You Out. He bought, what's his other song? Other album? Fresh Prince. And he bought something else. What was the other album? Can't remember. But Mama Said Knock You Out. It had all the joints on there. It had Jingling Baby. It had Milky Cereal. It had all the hits on there. But another one that was very dope, like an old school song besides LL. Why are you turning it down?
Because I couldn't really hear you.
another song that's like, you can contest to this, that's like a big tier hip hop song that was catered to the ladies, was Biz Markie's Just a Friend. Oh, yeah. I feel like that one like that really changed the game.
And that was a great story too.
Yep.
Great story.
Actually, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and throw that on right now.
You kind of wasted one.
Which one did you waste?
Frontin'.
U.S. Nation. The way that I met her was on tour at a concert. She had long hair and a short miniskirt. I just got on stage dripping, pouring with sweat. I was walking through the crowd, and guess who I met? I whispered in her ear, come to the picture booth so I can ask you some questions to see if you're 100 proof. I asked her name, she said blah, blah, blah. She had 9-10 pants and a very big bra. I took a couple of flicks and she was enthused. I said, how do you like the show? She said I was very amused. I started throwing bass, she started throwing back mid-range. But when I sprung the question, she acted kind of strange. Then when I asked, do you have a man? She tried to pretend. She said, no, I don't. I only have a friend.
Now, that's the gas. Every dude know when a chick say, like, yeah, I got a friend, that's the OD gas. Like, come on.
I'm not going to lie. Biz taught me that. I
Biz told you that?
Yeah, Biz told me that. I ain't know that before, Biz.
Such a necessary part of hip-hop, a part of the game is, like, I think, like, you almost, to be considered, like, a great rapper, like, you got to have that in your catalog.
Well, to have an R&B hit?
Or just a joint for the ladies.
Like, oh, yeah, of course.
For the women, you know what I'm saying?
Because it's a known fact that men actually purchase music more than women.
No.
It is.
No.
I prompt.
Women
it comes to rap and hip-hop, women. No, they don't. Bruv, we got Google. It's 2020.
Yo, all right.
Google that right now.
Yeah, I got you guys.
Who purchases more music, men or women? Hip-hop, men. Do you know any woman that's going to the store, like going to Virgin, But yo, let me get that new Immortal Technique album. Negative, Ghost Rider. It's not what happened. They want to hear Biz Markie. They want to hear LL. And they want to hear, what's another big, I'll let you introduce this, the other big song from this decade, Slick Rick's Teenage Love. Because that album that Slick Rick put out was the...
Yo, but hold on, though.
All right, hold on.
I think Mandem got it.
So...
Drum roll.
Today, Women Buy More Than Men by 43% to 47%.
And concert tickets.
Concert tickets.
Guess what?
Versus 10 years ago, not to cut you off, Mike. Versus 10 years ago, you were correct.
Oh, see? So it's changed, Mandem. I was right at one point. A broken clock is right twice a day.
About 10 years? but check it out, though, right? Remember Styles P said it. He was like, niggas buy records, but... Oh, no, he said bitches buy records, but niggas do what bitches do.
Well, what's that?
So, like, basically, like, if your girl was like, yo, I want to go to this concert, what you going to say?
I'm going.
No, you going, yeah.
I'm going.
Yeah. So she going to... bring more revenue.
I go to a lot of concerts too. Like, I've never, my first concert was Coachella.
That's lit.
Oh,
like, and it wasn't even a concert, it was a festival. That was a lot to go for a first time. That shit was a lot.
Yeah.
Bro, it was like 110 degrees. Everybody's drunk and high, and I'm just like sober, like, okay, I'm here for the music.
Silly.
Yeah.
Silly rabbit.
Yeah, that shit was out of the blue. But Teenage Love, Slick Rick, give us some background, bro. Mike,
yo, time out. What y'all the fuck yelling at me?
No, I'm doing some back to Benji the other day when he was like, Twan.
Wait, time out. Okay, listen. So you're saying give me some background, but at one point I was never a Def Jam A&R, so I can't.
Oh, you was? I thought you was.
I can't give you the backgrounds on this.
Well, it came
it's,
out.
It's a great record.
Oh, right. Came out in March of 1989. And it was spent 8 weeks on the top charts.
All right, let's hear it. Let's see why it spent 8 weeks on top charts.
Here's a thought from the old school crew. A serious situation we all go through. It deals with your feelings, so hear what I say. It's like a day when nothing seems to go your way. Bust this, two people, they really like each other. He says there's no one else and she claims there is no other. The feeling's the same and you receive a notion to reveal your inner thoughts and deeply hidden emotions. Don't a teenage love.
Alright, so for y'all, when y'all were teenagers, what did you have a love?
Of course.
Absolutely.
How old were you?
For real? Maybe 12, 13.
Yeah, 13, 14.
Yeah, 12, 13.
I think my first, like, real girlfriend, I was 12 years old.
Yeah, you know what?
My first girlfriend wasn't until 14. I didn't lose my virginity until 14.
But check this out,
I was 13.
So,
and I had a kid at 15.
So during that time, right, what was that song?
What
was that song
back in the day
during that teenage love? What was that song?
Yo, you know what that song was for me?
I have to really think.
It was an Usher song.
It's crazy because his Usher song he's gonna say is a teenage year for him. We're gonna be grown ass men. He's gonna be like, oh, it was a climax. I'm like, bro, I was in Iraq at that time. Yeah, like, oh, I was in high school, bro.
Actually, you know what? I have that song, if I could.
Climax?
It's like way into that. No, I mean, like, I have that song for me.
Oh, what song is it?
It was the Young Guns.
Oh, what was the name of it? Because Young Guns had some... Oh, it was No Better Love, wasn't it? Yeah, right there.
Yeah.
That's crazy. All right, so let's give Slick Rick a little...
Rock.
Are we gonna let Slick Rock rock?
No, I mean, let that Young Guns play.
Oh, okay. All right, so I'm gonna have my guy.
Where were you in 04 when Let It Burn and all that stuff dropped out? That Confessions.
I was getting out of high school. I was 18.
All right.
Turn this up a little bit. This song was fire. I think I might wife her. You know, powder blue, rock a weird suit, white Nike. My niggas like her. She been with me through the grind, girl. You put in that top like Ben Lifers.
got tight, used to hooky and chill. Twat tight, plus she cook up a meal. Had to hook up for real. More headaches and stress cause a child involved. It's all good cause her sex be my Tylenol. Best baby doll of all. Shit, the rest of you childish bras, give me the sex, then I'm tired of y'all. So find the next to provide for y'all. I got my baby girl, plus she bout to drop my baby girl. Forget about all the rumors you hear, girl. I knew a life soon to be here, girl. Can't nothing fuck up that, you got to fuck with that. I can't find a better love than that, my baby girl.
Now, this song was fire, but Chris and Neef, they killed me because they was dope, but they kind of like had this song and...
Can't Stop, Won't Stop.
Can't Stop, Won't Stop, and that was it.
I mean, but don't get me wrong, though. That was because the label.
Yeah, Hove and them didn't. They didn't but put them out.
Chris can spit, though.
Yeah, no, they were both good. Like, I liked them.
Chris can spit.
Can't Stop, Won't Stop. That's like one of the Thomas beats, like, grinding. That's like one of the forever freestyle beats that people would throw on. Word. Especially in the lunchroom, I remember people throwing that joint on.
So this got one of that those classic rap, sing chorus, rap.
Yes, like structure, like we was talking about.
Yeah. So, when did that really start? Like
that's way before our time. That's like that's just been the recipe since.
Well, you know what?
Forever.
No, you know what?
I feel like that was like
a great question.
That was like a mid-90s, early 2000s thing. I don't feel like because even Slick Rick's song wasn't structured that way.
Nah, I mean, people switch it up because usually it's like chorus, hook, chorus.
Well, you know
hook.
What?
Look. Oh, not chorus, hook. I mean,
it was
verse.
Always,
and then they always have a bridge.
Yes.
Always have a bridge.
I think, like I said, like once money and everything got involved, and once it became a corporation in the business, that became like the standard, like the structure.
Yeah,
it's pretty much like, guys, you come up with a chorus, I'm gonna write the verse, and then you write a bridge, and then we'll spin it back to the chorus.
What I really want to know is, when did hip hop and R&B become infused? Like, when did that?
Around what time?
I want to say it was the late '80s. Like, it was hip hop artists doing it on their own. So like with Slick Rick, like he's making a love song, and then like on the bridge of the 80s into the 90s is when R&B people started having rappers jump on their track. I can't tell you who's the first one, but that's like, nah, it had to be before Biggie.
Was it before that Mary J. Blige era?
I don't know, but actually when you said what was that teenage song for you, I was about to say it was Method Man and Mary J. Blige.
Because you kind of had hints of that with like the New Jack Swing.
Right.
You know yeah, New Jack Swing was doing that a lot because like ABC, that. Wait, no. How did it go? Boys to Men, ABC, BBD,
yeah.
The East Coast Family. I don't, you're too young for it. You don't know what the hell
yeah,
I'm talking
about. Yeah, not a word, but I'm saying,
like,
but like,
why
who was
singing ABC?
Because like, you know, it's crazy, like even like the 80s, it wasn't like Rakim featuring famous R&B singer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's why I said it was like that bridge from like 89 to like 91. And my high school song, not high school song, but my love song when I was a kid was Method Man featuring Mary J. Blige, which is right here coming up for you guys. Fire. This was my joint back in the day. It still is my joint. My mother is like the biggest Mary J. Blige fan. Like, you can't tell her nothing about Mary J. Blige. I actually bought this for my mother on vinyl like a few years ago. And I kind of want it back now.
Indian giver.
Shorty, you're there for you anytime you need me. For real, girl, it's me in your world. Believe me. Nothing make a man feel better than a woman. Queen with a crown that be down for whatever. There are few things that's forever. My lady, we can make war or make babies. Back when I was nothing, you made a brother feel like he was something. That's why I'm with you to this day, boo, no fronting. Even when the skies were gray, you would rub me on my back and say, baby, it'll be okay. Now that's real to a brother like me, baby. Never ever give my cootie away and keep it tight, alright? And I'ma walk these doors so we can live. In a fat ass crib with thousands of kids. Well, like, you don't need a ring to be my wife. Just be there for me and I'ma make sure we be living in the everlasting luxury.
Just wanna say something right quick, right?
What you did?
So if you think about it, right? A lot of these like songs,
you my nigga,
that we're listening to or that you know we're about to play throughout the show, you can remember like when and where exactly you were.
Oh yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
You know what I mean? And like a lot of those like those songs that have to do with like love or like, you know, a crush or whatever, right? Like you distinctly remember those times, like even who the girl was. You know what I'm saying?
Tell me if you feel this way. I don't know if you could pointed out that much. I feel like my life has a filter on it. So, like, the world to me in the 90s looked different. Just everything.
Absolutely.
Like, especially in New York, it had, like, a grungy look to it.
Yeah.
And then, like, now, it doesn't have the same...
Oh, yeah.
Like, when you watch... Yeah. Even when you watch movies, like, that's how I picture New York. And, like, have you ever seen Strap with Bokeem Woodbine?
Mm-hmm.
Like, movies like that are like Juice and stuff. They all had like a tent into it. And that's how I used to like actually see New York.
So I remember, I'm younger than you guys, but I remember being, I remember being a younger, in like middle school type shit, walking in the streets and people like, yo, you ain't red? What's that you rapping blood? You paru? Like, I remember.
Yeah, no, that happened to me too.
You know what I'm saying?
I almost got jumped a few times.
Yeah, the energy was different. Whether it was for the best or for the worst, you know, I definitely feel you on the filter part because, like, not even because of gentrification or anything like that. I think people are generally policing themselves differently, but it's just, like you said, the energy is just
different.
Yeah.
I missed the 90s filter.
Yeah, the energy is just different. Like,
I mean, 90s was a wild time.
But we used to have to connect. You know what I'm saying? We used to have to, yo, you want to play ball? All right, we're going to meet up at this time. Oh, you got to be in the house by the time the street lights come on. You want to play video games, you had to go to your man's house to play Mario Kart.
Nah, I was the man's that had the video
game. You had to go to your man's house to play 007 GoldenEye.
Everybody came to my crib.
You couldn't just
do
that. Shout out to my mom for always getting us the new video games.
Yeah, well, I think a big factor of that, too, was social media. You know what I'm saying?
What?
Not only social media. It's just this technology.
No, I'm fucking with you because you were talking low and I can't really hear you.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bro?
Yeah. But, all right. So now, since we're speaking about you being a little bit younger.
It's my go. Fuck that.
No. Grandpa.
It's his song next. What song you got up for us?
I want to go a little bit newer. Let's talk about Childish Gambino and Redbone.
Redbone is a good one. He fucked up the whole thing.
You like Redbones?
Do I?
Here we go.
Oh my God. Hey, happy Valentine's Day to all my light skin and chocolate ladies. But definitely to my light skin ladies.
You mean your Redbones?
Yes.
This song was fire. This was such a different type of song for him. Like, when I first heard this,
I didn't even know it was him.
Yo, me neither, because he altered his voice on it. It's not even like auto-tuned the sound. Like, I didn't know who the hell this was.
It's the same way that Tyler did that Earthquake song.
Never heard of her.
Tyler, the creator?
And I'm fucking around. I don't know any Tyler songs. All those,
what?
Like, none.
Go back and listen to Bootsy Collins.
That's where that song came from. Yeah, he sampled the song. I think he sampled like pretty much the whole song.
With you, who? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'd rather be with you. Wasn't that in Baby Boy?
I'd rather be with you. Yeah.
Jody. Little Jody.
I'd rather be with you. And that's not even a real hip hop song. That's definitely more of a R&B.
Yeah, it's more R&B. Driven. But he's a hip hop artist. Well,
he's definitely a hip hop artist. You know what I'm saying?
He's an artist. Like, oh God, he's about to get mad.
Uh-oh.
He's an artist. He's an artist. Wait, is he an artist or is he a rapper?
Uh-oh.
I'm saying, like, both of y'all just proved my point.
What?
And what?
Exactly what I said the first episode. Y'all just.
What was that?
What was your point?
Just reiterated it.
What was your point?
Huh?
What was your point?
Yeah. What was people who didn't hear the first episode, they don't know what your point was.
What was your point?
Mind up.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so look, so remember what I said, right, about like transcending genres?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You said it's not a hip-hop song.
Right.
It's an R&B song.
Absolutely.
He said, but he's a hip-hop artist.
Yes.
Right?
Okay.
Okay.
Exactly what I said.
No.
Exactly what I said the first time.
No, but to what you said, I don't know if you guys peeped that Tyler had put out an interview. I don't know if he was accepting his nomination or whatever. I know he won, and he said something along the lines of like, yes. "Hey, you know."
Oh yeah, I did hear about that.
Yeah, hey, you know, like, hey, I'm thankful for this, but it's sad to say that because I'm a rapper, quote unquote, I get automatically thrown into this
rapper category
when I'm trying to break barriers and do other things. So to your point, yes.
If he won a hip hop award for this,
I wouldn't be mad.
Not that you'll be mad, right? But it's like you're limited to one genre.
Right, you're marginalized.
It's pretty much just saying like, hey, that's a good hip-hop album, hey, but it's R&B. Good, right. Hip-hop was good.
Good urban album.
As an artist,
great.
You can understand where Tyler's coming from.
Yeah, like, no, 110%.
Like, yo, like, I wasn't trying to make a hip-hop album.
Yeah.
Like, I was experimenting, like, you know, as artists, as you should do.
Yeah.
Experiment and evolve.
Like you said, we need to look up, because I want to know if it's the artist that deems what genre their music is. I'm really curious to know what that
is. Or is it the label?
The committee. It's like a Grammy committee.
Is it? No, but not for awards, just like in general. Like, if you put an album out today, like, this is my album, it's country.
It really depends.
Not fam.
Like, if it's in the contract for the label that they determine that,
okay,
they can do that. But the A&Rs, you know what I mean? But an independent artist, like Ali, or you can make an album.
Mm-hmm. No, then I can make it myself.
And you can call that shit country. Like, on the genre,
this is gonna be country trap.
I think what's the name did that?
Lil Nas X.
Triple X did that too.
Oh, really?
He called his album Pop. He called his album Pop.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
I would definitely give that some type of alternative.
Yeah, yeah. I ain't gonna hold you. I don't know any other song other than country.
And like I said, like not to go off on a tangent, right? But anytime, like even if you look at like Double XL Freshman covers. Half of them, you can't call them rappers. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're making music. They're making great music. They're making great stuff as artists. But can they rap? No.
All right, so what's the next song?
Oh, Find Your Love by Drake.
Find Your Love by Drake.
This one I picked. Like, I picked number bangers.
All right, let's see if it's a banger.
It's a banger.
Let's see if if our listeners know this one.
On, they man. Better. Yeah,
had Rihanna in the video.
She was.
Hi, Rihanna.
Hey, refuse to be forgotten. Hey, I took a chance with my heart. Hey, and I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find, give all my love. And nothing's gonna tear us apart. I'm more than just a number.
I'm more than just a number. That's not what the army says, but I like to think that I am.
Yo, hold on. Where is army stuff coming from?
Because we're in the army.
I'm not in the army.
Oh, yeah, my fault. You're a scuba diver instructor. Scuba dive instructor. One of them. I remember when I was in Iraq in 2009, and this album came out. And I was like, the first song of Drake's that I heard was, what's the song that he did? Best I Ever Had. That was a fucking
successful.
Oh, my God.
Songs. Yeah, successful, yes.
Not this album, but what do you call it before? So Far Gone?
Yeah, So Far Gone.
That's a classic.
Yeah.
That's a classic.
And I want to talk about this a little bit too.
So,
what about how Drake kind of changed music in the sense of he's a singing rapper?
He is. And that's why Drake is my favorite. Here we go.
Stop.
Uh-oh.
Stop.
I'm talking about
hit the record scratch on that shit.
Hold on. I'm not talking about now. I'm not talking about now. I'm talking about in 2009, right? What it felt like. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, he wasn't the first though.
Nah, but he was singing in 2009. He started off singing.
Right, he started off singing, and then he.
But he's not the forefather of that shit though.
Who was then?
50, Max B?
Absolutely not.
Nah.
Absolutely. 50? Most Def?
Absolutely not.
Most Def was doing that shit before he was.
I'm about to do the Soulja Boy.
What? 50?
50?
You bugging, boy.
What? 50? I'm out.
50 wasn't singing before Drake?
No.
What?
On this
not
level?
Singing.
On this
nah, le- not
hold
yet.
Hold on.
That's not all his voice. That's mad reverb, auto-tune.
50 cannot
echo.
50 cannot do that.
It's mad reverb and compression.
50 still can't do it.
I don't know,
sonically,
bro.
Sonically, no.
Right.
What, name two songs where 50 was singing on. Mad not besides 21 Questions.
There's a difference between
Window Shopper.
There's a difference between harmonizing and singing.
What's he doing?
He's singing.
He's harmonizing.
He's definitely singing.
He's harmonizing.
Y'all crazy. He's singing. He's singing.
Okay. All right. Okay. So how about
Drake, this? Drake can sing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because Drake sings from his diaphragm. He don't sing from his
nostrils.
From his nose. Yeah.
Okay.
But he ain't the pioneer of that shit though.
Who was?
Mos Def was doing that shit before him.
Pick a song. You know who was doing that before Drake?
Pick a song.
Max B.
Nah, I got you right now. Who was doing that before him?
Slick Rick.
No.
Where are you? My nigga Ja Rule.
That's J-Lo. What the fuck?
Yeah, Ja Rule was not doing this. No, hold on.
He was saying, you know who's doing that? And it's really, J-Lo part.
I think we really bumped into something.
We did.
I'll let Ja and J-Lo play in the background. And Ja, I'm sorry, my guy, that J-Lo played you. She ain't bring you to the Super Bowl.
Ja is so regular. Like, I saw him at Mr. Purple. He's like, he's just a regular dude in the hood.
But, yo, that regular dude... And me and Mike's era, hits, bruv. Hits on hits.
Yeah, mad joints.
50 OD'd at the end of his career, but
super
before that, he had so many hits. When you turn on the radio, you heard was him, Ashanti, him,
Nelly,
somebody else. That's the
whole Murder Inc. had it on lock.
Yo, the shit with him and Lil Mo.
I cry.
He's a lady.
That's not Lil Mo.
It is him and Lil Mo.
No, that's Charlie Baltimore. Down Ass Chick?
I'm out.
Wait, what song is that? Down Ass Chick you talking about? Everything is
yo,
lady.
Listen, guys. We
Google it.
We have the resources. Just
yeah, Google right, it.
Cool.
Well, right, I made him talk. All right. But this song?
Again, I got you,
I'm
but
let
cool.
This, I'm going to let this play it, and we're going to Google it.
Fuck.
Follow me on Instagram, @ DJ Casanova.
Yo, I ain't saying no Instagram names around Ali, man. Well, AK. And the best time, but it was out time, even if it was part time. Now they've been looking at me, smiling at me, laughing like we wasn't happy, but not knowing that we're growing and we're getting married. Hard loving, straight thugging, bitch, I ain't doing this shit for nothing. I'm here to get it popping, hopping, let's ride out in the bins, head blowing in the wind, sun glistening on your skin. Hey, nasty, you know me, but you still gonna fuck with your baby. It was
wait. No, don't do that. Wait. Don't touch it. Don't touch it. Go ahead.
It was Charlie Baltimore.
Ah, there we go.
Oh, what was the joint with him and Lil Mo?
Go ahead. I'm a, wait, hold up. I said it was I Cry. Now let's look it up. So that's one for Nova.
It's not I Cry.
It's not I Cry? Wait.
It's called It's Murder. Ja Rule, It's Murder, Little Ma.
No, it's definitely. Hold up. I watch this right now.
I'm in the video. He was doing like dips in the jail cell and shit.
Watch. Wait, watch this.
Put it on me. Put it on me.
Watch, bro.
That's what I was thinking of.
Look.
Little Ma, let's put it on me.
This is what I was talking about.
There's Little Mo's on this?
Who would I say right there? Read that for me, Mike. What would I say?
Lil Mo.
Oh, all right.
That's not what I was referring to, though.
All
right. So, yeah, both right.
I was saying, wait, put it on me.
Put it on me.
There you go. Yeah. That's
no,
that's
no, no. But when I said down ass bitch, who do I say it was?
No, you were right.
Charlie Baltimore.
About
you were right.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, all right. You lucky I don't have no, like, effects with, like, hand claps.
But that was Jono, right? Every dog needs a lady.
Down ass bitch, yeah.
Hell no.
Bro, oh my God. He just looked it up.
Some Mandela effect.
Oh my God.
Let's play it.
I'm going to play it right now. Is it called down ass bitch?
Yo, but can we go back to the topic
yes,
I was talking about?
Yes, it is called Down Ass Bitch.
Why do I not find
Drake?
Yeah, Drake's not the, he's not, bro.
Drake, so who originated it then?
Not him.
Who?
Like TJ Swan and shit like that.
All right.
For real. But who marginalized it?
Wait, we're going to put the Drake on hold because I got to prove him wrong.
Yeah, so who started?
He wasn't, like, people always say, like, oh, people think Drake was the first dude to rap and sing. Like,
I can't hear you, bro.
Listen, what matters? The person who...
People think Drake was the first to rap and sing. He wasn't.
I'm going to cut him off, and I'm going to prove... I want to prove him wrong. That's why, so... Oh, this is... Down ass bitch. It's live, but...
Yeah, you know what's crazy, though? Like, you could definitely play Ja Rule songs for the rest of the show.
I could.
And, like, yeah. it fits.
Yeah. Down ass bitch. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be calling ladies bitches on Valentine's Day. We love you, ladies.
Yo, you fucking played the live version, you loser.
That's what came up. Shit. I didn't know.
Oh, word.
Yeah, exactly. So that's
you got it. You
well,
got it.
That's two for me.
Two for Kat.
One.
That's
one
actually three. That's actually three because I said down ass bitch. You said it wasn't Ja Rule. Then I said it was Charlie Baltimore. And then I said it was Ja Rule and Lil Mo. Right? That's three.
That's two.
Tell me, hold on. You actually are wrong.
0.5
wrong because look, right. Artist Ja Rule. Ja Rule's the artist.
Yeah, wait. That's what I said.
Charlie,
you said
Charlie
it wasn't.
Was featured. So
oh my god,
I said that.
It's two to one.
Whoa, what's his one?
Yeah, I was talking about two different Lil Mo songs.
Okay,
so
yeah,
I'll give him one.
I had 2.5 right. though, because I also said Lil Mo song.
And I got the Who Buys More Tickets.
Oh, okay, all right,
two,
yeah.
Two and two.
Nah, then that's three.
Two.
Bro,
that's
two. All right,
let's talk about it.
Hold on. Let's talk about it.
Finish talking about Drake.
Let's talk about it.
I bet. So listen.
It's about to be 1-0. Hold on real
check
quick.
It out, right?
1-0.
It
will.
Nah.
I'm going to get
it
one.
It ain't.
Oh, all right. Good. Yeah. I'll let
you
talk.
You saying, yes, Drake took it to another level.
Yeah.
Yes. Right?
Who did it before Drake?
Mos Def.
Let's play the Mos Def
what,
song.
What Mos Def song are you talking
play
about?
Man, Mos Def song.
Pick
well,
one.
Singing
pick
one
out. Pick one.
Modern Marvel. All
right. Great. Stop.
Modern Marvel? Yeah. All right. Let's see. I'm not familiar with that song. So.
Lifetime. Like. Mad joint, he was doing that.
All right, so we're going to.
Mos Def was singing, not harmonizing.
Ja Rule. Let's say it right now.
You acting like Drake is fucking.
Because
you, like Tyrese
like
or some
for,
shit.
For example, right? For example, Big Sean
yeah.
harmonizes.
Here
he
we go.
He doesn't sing.
Modern Marvel.
Big Sean's not a singer.
Who you said.
I come on high, she started to cry. I can't take it. My brand new excuse.
Bandem dropped the mic. He been not, Bandem had picked my mic off the floor, bro.
She'll be home with the kids. This is no way to live. What can I say? I know it's surreal, but I'm hard-headed still. Do things my way. And it's so strong. So strong.
Like I said, like to my point, like Drake isn't the...
That's him singing?
Forefather, yeah. No compression. No reverb. No auto-tune.
Price that I pay for the game
voice.
Ain't no game.
I'm waiting for the rap part of this song though.
I'm up in the
car. Cuz that was my point.
So then. What was your point?
Nah, if it's at the end, it's a dub. This song
yeah,
is 9 minutes.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's more.
You want to fast forward it?
He doesn't rap until about it's, yeah, you can.
Remix.
On the rap part?
I'll keep going.
This is no way to live.
You about to get cut off. He's singing.
Black Dante and so strong.
Yeah, so back to my point, right?
Let's hear it.
My point was that he was one of the first rapping, singing people to do it all by himself. So in a sense of we're talking about.
Oh, he means like not having an artist
featuring
on his joint.
For the construction,
like him actually rapping
and
singing
on his own track.
That's Where's the rap? Up. Where's the rap?
It's on there.
Where? Where?
Have you not heard this?
Where?
Have you not heard My Homie Says? We was like,
wait, My Homie Says by who?
My Homie Says, shine your light on the world. Most of us doing that before Drake.
Yo, all
Mad
I
people
hear,
do that before Drake.
All right, so now I'll maybe.
Max,
but
B,
you, do you
Max
feel
B
me?
Was doing
I know
Drake.
What you meant. So now, all right, I'll give you that. But honestly, who's really listening to Max B and who's really listening to Mos Def? Drake.
Right.
Drake
okay. no,
put
no, no.
it in the forefront.
Right. Listen,
he crafted it.
He no. crafted it.
Hell no.
He crafted it.
I would not say
it.
I would not accept that.
He crafted
not,
it.
I would not accept that.
He didn't invent
that's,
it.
That's, I would not accept
that's
that.
Like if your grandmother made good cookies. And then your mom remixed it and like threw cinnamon in it. And you was like, this is the best cookies I ever had.
She crafted it.
Like I said, great artist steal.
No, he didn't steal or invent. He crafted
it. Wait, so
he
how do you know that
he made
that
it better.
He listened to Max Max B and Mos Def. What if he never listened to them?
Drake is a student. Drake is the student.
But that
of the
doesn't
game.
Mean he had to have listened to everybody. Drake is, I listen to Drake a is, lot Drake of fucking music. Of and I can tell you, I've never heard this song before.
He's a DJ.
Drake is a student
and
of the
a
game.
DJ.
But no, he did not craft anything.
He did,
so
bro.
He took it to another level.
That's crafting.
Yes. He perfected the craft.
He perfected his craft.
I'm glad he said it.
He is not the gold standard for rapping and singing.
Yes, he is. You're wild. You know what? No, I'll give it to you. He's not the gold standard. You know why? Because he's the fucking platinum standard. That's why. Okay. If you ask anybody, follow me on Instagram at DJ Casanova and at me, and I want to hear what people are going to say. Who do you think crafted the rapping and singing? Just them, no
not
features.
Crafted. Not crafted. Because that means you've made
crafted
it.
It.
That means you've made
crafted
it.
Crafted it, no.
He took it to another level.
Invented means you made it.
Invented.
Crafted.
Crafted.
Means, crafted means you
Dictionary.com, please.
What?
Dictionary, please.
Oh.
Craft?
Mind them Google over there, bro. Crafted, it doesn't.
He perfected his craft. Not.
Yes, exactly.
Not the craft.
I didn't say the craft. I didn't say he made it.
That's very broad.
That's the point that we're
he
trying to get.
He didn't invent
at.
It.
The word invent never came out of my mouth.
I always have to educate people, right? Like people say Drake is the rapper and singing phenom, which he is.
He is,
but he's not the pioneer.
Pioneer or inventor ever come out of my mouth?
Yes, it did.
It didn't.
It did. Y'all was saying.
Wait. Should I do the spin?
No, we good.
Oh, okay.
We good.
I'm always down to do a spin. You sure?
I'm sure. I'm sure.
You sure?
So crafting or to craft is an art, a trade, an occupation, or skill that especially manual skill, art, or it is... None of this is really getting to our
Okay, point. So it's not, but listen though. He perfected his craft, right?
Mm-hmm.
Exercising a skill in making something.
Yeah.
He exercised the skill in making something. Right. And he made something
of
was already invented. He exercised the skill.
Yeah,
he
followed a recipe.
Yeah, and made it better.
But not
the cinnamon in the cookies. Kraft macaroni and cheese, bud. Yo, come on.
Y'all want Mendo. Yo, hell no.
Kraft spitting facts, bro.
Macaroni and cheese. I'm motherfucking spitting.
Okay, so look. So I get a Kraft macaroni and cheese cup, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, yo, I'm going to put sriracha in that motherfucker, right?
Yeah.
I made something, right? Right. I made something.
But is it good?
But I didn't make the Kraft macaroni and cheese.
Yeah, but then right. what will people remember? People are not going to be like, yo, this is some good-ass craft.
Oh,
they're going to be like, yo, that craft with the sriracha is fire.
So let me ask you a question, right?
Okay.
Motherfuckers made pizza.
Oh, he's rapping now.
Yes.
This is the same song?
The same song.
This is 9 minutes into it, though, bro. I'm not hearing that. For the shorty good stroke from the heart,
that's how they touch the heart. But when I touch the heart, I make it brighter black. Because Drake does it in less than 9 minutes, just saying.
Drake also follows that construction, that structure, that music structure that we talk about, which goes back to my point.
Not all the time. Not all the time. But I said I hate to break your hearts. He's not the pioneer of that shit.
I never said
we
listen to the song. We never said inventor.
Yes, y'all did.
We never said pioneer. We said he crafted
AK
it.
He said inventor, and you was like he was the
he was
the forefather of that shit.
I can't wait to edit this.
And you were saying what did AK say? He said who was doing it before him? Like no one was doing it before Drake.
On that level.
And then try to justify it with some bullshit.
On that level. Nobody was.
What?
No one's heard this song before but you.
There's too many.
You and most definitely the only two people that heard this
bullshit.
Song.
That's bullshit. Okay. Nice try.
That's because you're like 76.
Try again, motherfucker.
Like 76.
Get the fuck out of here. Yo. I don't know. Try again.
Get this old guy off the mic.
Try again. All right.
So now the transition from this old song. Nothing against Mos Def. Mos Def is cool.
Yeah, I love
But we're going to go into something that. A little
no, the
bit
fuck you
more new.
Right.
No, the fuck you don't. Yeah. Cab, yo. Old cab.
So, all right. So here's another artist who does. Does a lot of hip hop and R&B. Fabolous.
Oh, my favorite artist.
But it's not the song that you think it is. This is my favorite Fabolous like R&B song.
You play yours, and I play mine. Oh, this up there, man.
Yo, I remember.
This is that ghetto.
This was my ex girlfriend's ringtone when I had a Nextel. Like, I'd be chilling and then I hear that. I'm like, damn, I gotta go home.
Miss her?
No. Why would I? Why should I? When I see them, good
exactly.
I would try and make my
baby.
I was up in the club putting my hood high when I saw you and I stood by just looking at your onion girl. I could cry and I could lie. I mean, I could try and say you ain't sweep me off my feet, but only one thing could keep me off the street, and
that's if you be my B-A-B-Y.
I can be why you always be fly,
and I from B-side
just like B-I-G was. That's how F-A-B does. We could sip something till we both be dust, and the V does, and that's only because
someone to be my kind of girl you find
in the club rocking those fat jeans.
Gonna find someone to be my
baby. That song is fire.
And I think like we talked about Rule. Fab is another one of those artists where we can
go forever.
Yeah, I want to play one more of his shit.
Which one?
Make Me Better.
Oh, Make Me Better was fire.
I'm in Neo.
Baby, just like I put Some you up. On the track.
And back to that Drake shit, right? Lauryn Hill. Come on.
Yeah, but Lauryn Hill wasn't. She but what? She wasn't in the rapper category.
She was a rapper.
No, she was.
No, she
the
wasn't.
What are you talking about, yo?
Bro, Mendem, she was not rapper, bro.
Listen, yo, listen. I'm gonna do shit with myself, bro. Cause y'all know shit about hip hop, yo.
She was not a rapper, really.
Mos Def, Andre 3000, Kanye.
I have Kanye. Kid Cudi. I have all of those. In my
rapper
thing.
Singers.
I have all of those people in mind. CeeLo, yes.
Pharrell.
CeeLo, I'll give
Pharrell,
you.
Pharrell, yes.
Charles
Pharrell,
Gambino, Black Thought.
Pharrell. Charles Gambino, yes.
Q-Tip.
Q-Tip. I actually was going to put Bonita Applebaum on my list.
Yo, Bonita Applebaum's a
Missy.
Shit.
Definitely Missy. I'd give Missy that.
Fonte is one of them, too. Fonte.
Never heard of her.
You got to stop saying her when it's a him, guys.
God damn, yo. Fonte from Little Brother, he was rapping it. Pharrell Munch.
Yo,
was doing both.
You know how
Bone Thugs and Harmony.
They wasn't
Drake.
Wasn't
not the, yeah,
they
wasn't. So I want.
They
I
was
want,
rapping
I want,
fast.
I want,
that's
I want,
different.
There was Harmony. They were singing also. So I want you to retract your statement.
No,
and apologize to me.
Absolutely not.
Because, all right, I'm out.
Because Drake made a whole album of that sound.
Of singing.
No one else did that.
I'm gonna switch.
Nah, that's a very bold statement. That's a very bold statement.
Who else did that whole album?
Lauryn Hill. What are we talking about? Are we serious?
We need to make you better.
Right.
Are we serious?
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to cut him off. Play some Fab.
I'm out. I'm leaving. Yo, fuck this.
Bye, Mike.
But baby, you make me better.
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 You plus me, it equal better math. Your boy a good look, but she my better half. I'm already bossing, already flossing. But why had a cake if it ain't got the sweet frosting? Yeah, 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 yeah. You're keeping me on my A game. Without having to say name. They may flame, but shorty, we burn it up. The sag in my swag, pep in my step. Daddy do the Gucci, mommy intercepts. Yes, it's a G thing, whenever we swing. I'ma need Coretta Scott if I'm gonna be king.
But yeah, so not to get off on a tangent, but yeah, because that was way off topic. I ain't gonna lie, that was way off topic. But I was right, so I just wanted to point that out there. But next song is a classic. It's
I gotta take.
Oh, you know what?
I
have something right after that. All right. Actually,
I gotta take "Make Me Better" all the way to the end because we gotta hear the complete intro to this song because this song is fucking fire. You want to introduce this song?
Yes, yeah, the International Players Anthem.
Woo!
UGK featuring Outkast. Beautiful record.
My favorite part
and
is
a classic
the chorus?
A classic,
oh my God,
a classic
chorus?
Andre verse.
The chorus is
we
fire.
We might have to let this whole shit.
We'll let this
three
rock.
Stacks is one of the greatest rappers ever.
It's 4 minutes. This could rock out.
Can we run this back? Run it back. Run it back. Run it back.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Let's go. It's coming up, don't worry. What are you doing, bro?
So, I type a text to a girl I used to see, saying that I chose this cutie pie with whom I want to be. And I apologize if this message gets you down. Then I CC'd every girl that I'd CC round town. And hate to see y'all frown, but I'd rather see her smiling. Wetness all around me, true. But I'm no island, peninsula maybe. Makes no sense, I know crazy. Give up all this pussycat that's in my lap. No looking back, spaceships.
don't come equipped with rearview mirrors. They dip as quick as they can. The atmosphere is now ripped. I'm so like a pip. I'm glad it's night. So the light from the sun would not burn me on my bum when I shoot the moon. High jump the broom like a preemie out the womb. My partner yelling too soon. Don't do it. Reconsider. Read some litter. Sure on the subject. You sure? Fuck it. You know we got your back like chiropractic. If that bitch do you dirty, we'll wipe her ass out as in detergent. Now hurry, hurry. Go on to the altar. I know you ain't a pimp, but pimp, remember what I taught you. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Hey, keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart. Man, these girls are smart, three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part.
My bitch will choose it, lover, never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser, drive a compressor. Top notch hoes, get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the club. Fucking up the game, bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country giving all that she got. A thousand a pop, I'm pulling Bentleys off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
This hook is so, I fucking love this song. If I'm mad, this song will always put me in a good mood once I hear that hook. You ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
That's on Willie Hutch.
So what's this this song by Outkast you're gonna play? Is it a love song?
Yes, it is. And it's actually one of my favorites. Like that could like
I've never heard of it before. Like Prototype.
I play it a lot actually.
All right, let's give it a listen.
You heard it before?
We'll see. We'll play it and see. This beat sound familiar? To look the song up because I know that the song was sampled somewhere, but I can't think of what song it was sampled. So we got about 7 minutes left in the show. So
it went by fast, yo.
Super fast.
Yeah. Not by fast, but you know it kind of does when you have to educate people, especially your co-host.
Here it go. Here it go.
You're lucky we ain't got no sound effects.
I'm telling you, man.
Next time I'll come up with the sound effects.
Yo, you know what? Honestly. I would gladly debate y'all at another time, another place.
Oh.
Gladly.
You mean another like time, another episode?
On this platform?
That's what we're here for, gladly. Bruv.
Right. You're wrong.
And we're gonna have some guests in the studio.
Yo.
And they're going to be on our side.
I just think like 50 artists that's been doing it before him.
I can't wait to go back and listen to it.
So I can't wait to go back.
We need to write down the word pioneer. And what was the other word? Something with an I.
Yeah, I said
inventor.
It.
Inventor. So, pioneer, inventor. I promise you, those words never came out of either of our mouths.
Yo, he didn't sit here and say, Drake invented this shit.
He did not.
Yes, he did. I promise you, he did it.
No we way. Both said he crafted it.
He blew it up.
Dancy, you know what else about you?
What's up? Hey, he going to say some dark skin shit.
You hate to admit you're wrong.
Nah, if I'm you wrong, know, I'm
bullshit.
Like,
hell no.
I take it with a grain of salt, bro. I'm like, oh, fuck it.
But listen, great episode. Listen, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, show ain't over. I got more music to play.
All right,
throw your handles out there.
You know, follow me on Twitter. Call me underscore AKKA.
I'm not saying mine.
Underscore AK. Why are you not saying yours, Mike? What's going on?
Because it's not.
All right, I'll say mine.
It's not safe around you.
Mine is at DJ Catanova. That's on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundCloud, Mixcloud, all that.
Spotify.
Spotify. Spotify and Twitter, bro. What are you talking about?
Spotify and Twitter.
Is that how you say it, isn't it?
Follow the man. Follow me on Instagram at Mike Renaissance, M-I-C. If you can't spell Renaissance.
Right now. You shouldn't be following you.
Yeah, for real. Like, just.
Right. Before we get out of here, I got another song I'm going to play. This is a classic. And then you can tell me, this is classic. This is Pox, What You Gonna Do For Love. He sampled Bobby Caldwell's. Fucking love this song.
Which by the way, he plays this song like every other day.
I do. I love this song. It's a fire record.
Hey, man. You a little sucker for love.
You a little sucker for love.
I should have seen you was trouble right from the start. Taught me so many lessons. How not to mess with broken hearts. So many questions. When this began, we was the perfect match, perhaps. We had some problems, but we working at it. And now the arguments are getting loud. I want to stay, but I can't help from walking out. Let's throw it away. Just take my hand and understand. If you could see, I never planned to be a man. It just wasn't me. But now I'm searching for commitment and other arms. I want to shelter you from harm. Don't be alarmed. Your attitude was the cause. You got me stressing. Soon as I open up the door with your jealous questions. Like, where can I be? You're killing me with your jealousy. Now my ambitions to be free, I can't breathe. Cause soon as I leave, it's like a trap. I hear you calling me to come back. I'm a sucker for love.
That's a fucking perfect song. We're almost out of time. We got time for like one more song left. We going back and forth between two songs. One says Marvin's Room. What you got, Mike? What's the song? I'm curious to see what song he turned out for Marvin's Room, because Marvin's Room would have been perfect.
Perfect, especially with the Drake topic. But hey, once again, man, happy fucking Valentine's Day to all our lovers out there. And if you was born anytime in November,
he didn't turn my damn Tupac off.
You know how that happened, right? You was a Valentine's Day baby.
Yeah, basically.
Who, me?
You was born in November?
August.
Okay, so now try.
Yeah, it wasn't you.
Try again, motherfucker.
Oh, you know what you are? You a New Year's baby.
Yeah.
August is the eighth month.
Well, yeah, August.
Nah, not really.
August, September.
Yeah, so you're a Christmas baby. That's Christmas. What I meant.
When you was born?
You use a package, man. When you was born?
When
was
born?
Package
when you was born?
In June.
So what
the start of school.
Nothing.
Nothing, right? Just regular old sex.
Regular
scheduled program.
Yeah. Shut up. You know what I'm
saying? It makes him an accident.
Anyways, this last song before we we gotta laugh for 3 minutes. The last song we're gonna play before we get out of
yo,
here.
Yo, time out.
You wanna play the last song? We got 2 minutes left.
It's nah, fuck that. You know what I'm saying?
This is Life Is Better by Q-Tip. It'll play in the background. This is ridiculous. Trying to blow up my eardrums, bro.
Sorry, cousin.
I'm a little disappointed, as that was our outro song because we got about like 30 seconds left.
Man, just follow us, the_lineage, da_lineage on Instagram.
How you gonna spell duh but not spell lineage? Like, if anything, you should have spelled lineage. But yeah, DA_LINEAGE. And follow BFF on BFF.FM. See you guys next week. Same time, same place. Peace.
Peace. Happy Valentine's Day, y'all.
Holla.
Yeah, that's fucking funny. He's an actor.